Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protesters have taken over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall in a major escalation of their anti-war demonstrations.
Dozens of protesters took over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall early today, barricading the entrances, unfurling a Palestinian flag, the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, spreading to college campuses nationwide. Yesterday, Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Student organizer Seda Polat spoke after yesterday's deadline came and went.
We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Julie Walker, New York.
Well, it shouldn't have gotten that far, but it did. Ben Chang, Columbia University's vice president of public affairs, says negotiations with the protest representatives have totally failed.
University representatives engaged in good faith in dialogue with the organizers and maintain that dialogue as long as possible because this reflected our values as a community and, as we have said before, an effort to de-escalate. We were hopeful and we were disappointed when the student protesters could not reach consensus on the issues under discussion. The encampment has created an unwelcoming environment for many of our Jewish students and faculty and a noisy distraction that interferes with the teaching, learning, and preparing for final exams of our professors and students. Students who agreed to leave and sign a form committing to abide by university policies will be allowed to complete the semester. Students who do not will be placed on suspension, ineligible to complete the semester or graduate, and will be restricted from all academic, residential, and recreational spaces. We have begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
And this student protest organizer says the administration at Columbia, they're just trying to scare the students with the statement about threatening suspensions and expulsion.
The notices are yet another intimidation tactic from the university. These tactics are reminiscent of those employed by the Israeli occupation against our people in Gaza and Palestine. Ironically, the notices assure students that their rights to demonstrate will be protected by the university if they sign these papers. We refuse to operate on the basis of speculation.
And that is courtesy WABC TV. All right, here's what it sounds like in the encampment at Columbia. Out there, they're hanging out there, and they're dedicated to get their message across. Andrew is a Jewish student and protester at the University of Chicago, where the protesting has spread, And he says that the demonstrations are not anti-Semitic.
There are many, many, many Jews like myself who are participating in these protests and this movement and who have been participating for a very long time. So it's not anti-Semitic. It's about Israel as a project that is premised on the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Whether we like it or not, we are all part of this institution, and this institution is a really prime participant in the current ongoing genocide. So we it's not only fair, but it's actually, I think, a responsibility on us to be disruptive, to change our lives accordingly, and to resist the university's participation.
And White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby says that he knows some Republicans are calling for the National Guard to come onto the college campuses amid the protests.
The use of the National Guard on college campuses, really, that decision making has to start with the governor of, you pick the state, because that's their responsibility. There's no active effort to look at federalizing the National Guard at this time.
You know, since we're talking about similarities between the protests today and the protests in the 60s and 70s, I mean, when you hear about the National Guard coming out, everybody has to remember Kent State University. And, you know, the students were really rowdy, and they were throwing rocks at the National Guard. I think there may have been a few injuries, but nobody seems to know exactly who gave the order to fire. But National Guard's members fired upon the students protesting, and four students were killed. And for the National Guard to kill students in a protest, and look, I realize they were rowdy, but it just seems like this could bring about a tragedy that doesn't need to happen. And I realize the students need to be controlled. But to bring out the National Guard, the National Guard has different training than police officers. And so to bring out the National Guard, this is a whole different scenario. And that tragedy in Kent State should have taught us something.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.